This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The world's workers need a wage increase. That was the message given to delegates attending the 102nd conference of the International Labour Organization by the head of one of the largest global union federations, UNI. The conference is being held in Geneva until June 20th. The ILO is the specialized agency of the United Nations, which is concerned about work-related issues in the world. It is very important to unions because it gives labor a global forum to present union views and participate in the creation of global labor standards. Philip Jennings, the General Secretary of UNI, told the delegates the ILO should have a greater role in global institutions such as the G20 so it can better fight for decent work in the world.
The World Economic Forum 2013 risk report warns of the dangers of severe income disparity. We have already seen social explosions from Tahir to Taksim, London, Paris, Stockholm. Precarious jobs and incomes, youth unemployment mean precarious societies. We welcome social dialogue as a means to resolve such tensions. It is a principle that the Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey should be practicing there. We have five suggestions. First, for a world more ILO than International Monetary Fund. The ILO must have a stronger place in global decision-making. To beat inequality, the workers of the world need a pay rise. Take this as a wage demand from the global labour movement. And every worker should be covered by a collective agreement. Too many workplaces are on the front lines of union-busting behaviour. There is nothing fair about this fight. Corporate muscle unleashed against the desire to organise. Let's free the world of union-busting. Walmart, the world's largest private sector employer, is exhibit number one. And I am pleased to say that at last, the workers at Walmart in America, who have no right to form or join a union in that company, are now rising. Give them the opportunity to organize. Prosegur, a Spanish security giant, sacking 300 security guards in Paraguay for going on strike and then blacklisting them and preventing them from seeking further employment. T-Mobile of Deutsche Telekom, encouraged by employers' federations, twisting freedom of expression to sanction union busting in the USA. DHL in Turkey, sacking the employee of the year because she joined a union. Madam Merkel, who I have met, this is not the social dialogue and the social partnership as practiced in Germany. And please help us take those steps to correct this behaviour. Every day, 1,000 detonations to halt union growth, a victimization of ordinary working people. Even here in Switzerland, there is inadequate protection of workplace representatives. Third, support social dialogue. Support action to build global partnerships through global framework agreements. There are now over 100 in place. Fourth, we would like the 2015 conference theme to be the supply chain. The recent massive loss of life in Bangladesh and Pakistan garment factories means the time for excuses is over. UNI Global Union, Industrial Global Union and NGOs now have a global accord in place for factory safety with leading global brands. We are breaking through with the aim of improving lives. And we thank the ILO for their speedy intervention in Bangladesh on the workers' rights issue and for chairing the talks to implement the accord. Over 50 global brands have signed up, covering more than 1 million people, covering almost one-third of the factories. And we are astonished and saddened and angered that Walmart and Gap are the refuseniks and stand in isolation and not supporting this accord. Cutting corners costs lives. And finally, we welcome the suggestion of a new initiative on the future of work. UNI Global Union is organising in the new world of work. Let's get the best brains in the room to shape a socially responsible, sustainable work of work built on the idea of including you, the theme of our World Congress in December 2014 in Cape Town.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.